What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name is Bryce, aka Brewster DeBlanca, and I'm here with
Caleb or War Monkey 75.
someone's having a little upsetty tantrum over there. Oh, this Prime. So nummies. Be a shame if Logan Paul launched on.
Yeah, or KSI.
Or Prime.
Or Prime.
Today we got a little bit of a different episode. No top 10, but we have a trivia, maybe two, depending on time. I wrote down two. Caleb is going to a be asking me 20 questions. I didn't tell him what to ask me, so I don't know what I'm being asked. And then in the future, I'll do the same with Caleb, just for you guys to like get to know us more. And then we are also doing a new segment where we are coming up with Marvel What If episodes that we would want to see, or just good concepts. So, yeah, that's the episode today. Let's start off with the trivia.
All right.
I wrote down two. I didn't know how short this episode would be or how long it would be. I actually wrote down three, but I postponed that one most likely. So we got two. You want one or two?
Two.
All right. We have a top 10 list from
Oh,
WatchMojo.com.
God.
And that list is, who is the top 10 Nintendo protagonist based off how strong they are?
Man. Well, Mario.
Mario is number eight.
He's number eight.
This is based off strengths and power.
Okay, well, Link has to be up there.
Link is number two.
That makes sense.
I'm not passing you on this unless you get like pretty much all of them.
Okay.
So I think you should be able to get most of them.
I bet Kirby's up there.
Kirby is number one
That's
on the list.
kind of what I was thinking. That makes sense. I bet Luigi's up there.
Ouija did not crack the top 10.
Is Ash up there?
No Ash.
Okay.
But he also is just
Yeah, he's
a
not.
kid,
Yeah,
so.
wasn't too sure about that. Okay. More Nintendo games. And that's
I'm
all
done.
of them. Is Pikachu up there then?
Pikachu is number seven.
Stronger than Mario.
Yep, that's a shocker.
I don't know if like Sonic counts because he's technically Sega.
He is not on this
Okay,
list,
yeah.
and I would b guess if he was counted, he'd be in the top five, so.
Okay. Don't know who the protagonist for Fire Emblem is, but my guess would be like Marth or Ike.
No Marth or Ike on this list.
Okay. Is Fox up there?
No Fox McCloud.
Oh my God. Is Falco up there?
Fuck Firefox.
Is Donkey Kong up there?
Donkey Kong is number 10.
Okay. I could see that one being like a little controversial because like he's got his own games, but he's also like the villain of Mario games.
I'd say he's mostly a good guy. He's changed.
Yeah. He's reformed. Okay. We're gonna go with like Ness or Lucas.
Ness is number five.
Okay.
Lucas isn't on this list because Lucas is a baby back bitch. Fucking hate Lucas.
I'm guessing Nintendo isn't up there either then. It's just Ness. Okay.
Missing three, four, six, and nine.
3, 4, 6, and 9.
I'd say two are pretty hard. Harder, and
Captain
then
Falcon.
no Captain Falcon. But two of them are like pretty simple. And I'm saying that because you're a fucking idiot.
I guess is Peach up there? She's not really a.
No Peach.
Okay. Zelda?
No, Zelda.
She's not really like a protagonist. She's just is a oh Pit.
Pit is number three.
Okay, that makes sense.
You're missing another slam dunk.
Shoot.
We talked.
Samus.
Yep, number four. And
Okay.
then now we're down to the two kind of harder characters.
Okay. Is there any way I can get like some sort of hint?
Gonna let you guess for a little bit longer, and then I'll give you a hint.
Okay. Yoshi.
No Yoshi.
Okay.
This was only top 10, so I could not check if they just barely missed the list or
Sure.
whatever.
I'm mostly thinking of like the Smash roster. I'm trying to think of all the.
Keep guessing on the Smash roster.
Okay.
That was my hint for you, is that they're in Smash, so.
Okay. Diddy Kong, I guess, because he's in Donkey Kong Country 2, I believe. Oh, he's from Kingdom Hearts. He has the Keyblade, Sora.
It is not Sora.
Really?
I don't think Sora's really Nintendo though either.
No, he's. I think he's Disney.
Yeah, or whatever. Whoever makes Kingdom Hearts.
Ryu, no. Mr. Game and Watch. Okay. Let me picture in the. No, Meta Knight's not a protagonist.
These are like, I wouldn't say smaller games, but
Snake.
no Snake. Wouldn't say they're smaller games, but they're definitely, you definitely got all the heavy hitters out of the way, like Mario and
Yeah.
Metroid and Legend of Zelda, so.
Are they like pretty popular franchises then?
I would say there's a crowd for both of them. One, I've never, like, one of them I've never played the game for, but I know what it's from.
Okay.
And the other is one of my boys, so.
One of your boys. It's gonna be like Mewtwo. So probably not Greninja. Probably not Charizard. Probably no more Pokemon, to be
No
honest.
more Pokemon. Like I said, you got all the heavy hitters out of the way.
Yeah. I got Samus. This may be like too much of a hint, but if they're from like Fire Emblem, I'm kind of screwed.
They're not from Fire
Oh, thank
Emblem.
God. Let me think. It's not Sephiroth.
Certainly not.
Joker. I don't know if he's necessarily
You gotta
Nintendo
think of
though.
my boys. Who's one of my boys in Smash?
Little Mac.
There you go. Number nine.
Okay. And what's left?
Six.
Six.
I think I'll just give you the prize if you don't get this, because I don't know if I'd guess this, to be honest. I'll give you like two more guesses.
Mega Man? Well, I guess I don't know if he's Nintendo
I'm not sure, but not Mega Man.
though. Pac-Man?
Give you one more.
See, is there any like not obvious hint you can give me?
Not really.
Okay, because I've probably never played the game if you've
Probably
never
not.
played the game either.
I'm just gonna call it, honestly.
Okay.
It's Shulk
Oh yeah, I
from
probably I
Xenoblade.
wouldn't have guessed that.
9 out of 10. Pretty solid. I think Shulk was probably the one I was guessing you wouldn't get. You got a Pikachu stuffed animal.
Wow. All right.
Should we do our what if episode?
Yes.
All right. Do you want to go first?
Sure, I can do my two pitches first.
I doubt we have the same.
I
But if
hope
we
not.
do, I'd be pretty baffled.
Like a little hint to what mine are is Bryce and I have been rewatching the MCU again.
Yeah, except this time we're gonna follow through with it. We just got really
Yeah.
busy.
Yeah, so that's kind of where my brain was with Marvel stuff. So, what if Loki killed Odin and Thor? So what if he like went through with it? Would he like his whole thing is to like suck up to Odin so he can be the king, but if Odin is dead and Thor is dead and he is the king, like then what? What would the direction of Asgard be? Would he just completely destroy like Jotunheim? Because like you know it's where he came from, and the only reason he wants to destroy it is because of Odin. But then if Odin's gone, then it's like, what's he gonna do now? Like
Yeah.
he's not pleasing anyone. So probably like an alliance or something, and then he'd go and try and take over Earth. But yeah, just kind of like, what would he do with all this power?
Yeah, probably not anything good with
No,
it.
not at all. And then what if Red Skull won? So what if like Captain America and all of them like died and he ended up nuking half the planet? Like, I wonder what the aftermath would be there.
Probably look something along the lines of that zombie episode.
Yeah.
I don't think many things would be doing very well.
No. No. But yeah, I wonder what the direction of the world would be there if it was like just kind of the European, like Russia and Africa, and then the rest of the world is just like
Yeah.
barren landscape.
Yeah,
So
that'd be crazy. He'd
yeah.
have a crazy kill count at that point.
Yeah, like if he really wanted to rule the world, but then like kind of half gone. It's like,
Yeah.
what's your plan here, dude? What's going on?
Mm-mm.
So what if Hydra won? And those are my two what if pitches. I like the reason they probably couldn't do them is because there's like a bit of a storyline in what if, but
Yeah.
I mean they have infinite universes. I just don't see how they could take like a couple characters from either of them, because like I guess you could take like King Loki, I guess it would be called. All-powerful Loki could be some villain,
Yeah.
but nothing from the Red Skull one, because I don't know. I don't think technology could advance that well after that.
No,
It's
probably
like,
not.
eh. So.
Right, so I did two, and I did one that I don't think they'd ever actually do, because you'll understand why. But my first pitch that could happen is, what if Bucky Barnes never killed the Stark family? How would Tony be now? Would Howard Stark still be alive? Yeah, like all that different. Like, what if Bucky's like failed or like failed his assassination on Howard Stark? How would Civil War be? Probably wouldn't even happen at that point.
Yeah.
Would Tony Stark become Iron Man at all? Like, 'cause who knows if he would have been stuck in the cave in Iron Man 1
Yeah.
if he never took over. Would Obadiah Stane try and kill Howard Stark? Who knows? I think that's one they could maybe do. And then another one, but kind of a more, not recent, but newer movie-ish, is what if Shang-Chi never left home and became a villain with his dad? I think if he stayed, became like a big killer, like with his dad, and then his dad ended up handing him the rings, I think he would have became like an Avengers level villain.
Oh, yeah.
Because just imagine Shang-Chi with the 10 rings, like doing bad
Yeah.
things. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, he'd be like, he's kind of like Black Widow then. Maybe he just goes out and kills people. But no, I could. Those are pretty good scenarios that like I want to see what they would do with, but
And then the one, this is, I only wrote this down just because it was the first one that came to my mind, was but they would never do it, is what if Rhodey was proven to be a Skrull all the way back to Iron Man 2 when the actor change happened? So like he got swapped in the middle of Iron Man 1 and 2 with Don Cheadle. And then goes all the way to Secret Invasion. They kill Rhodey. Turns out to be a Skrull. And then Terrence Howard is the one on the underground base instead of Don Cheadle, obviously. That'd be something they would never
No,
do,
yeah, because it's
but
like, how did no one notice?
like, yeah, no, that'd be interesting 'cause that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought that'd be funny, but yeah, those are our pitches. Let us know what your favorite pitch is between those or what you'd want to see. So, yeah.
All right,
You want
you
to
ready
ask me
for
questions?
your 20 questions?
Yeah.
Some of them I like sort of know the answer to, and then some of them I don't know the
I mean, it's
answer
mostly for
to.
them, anyways, so.
So, all right, what is your favorite Guitar Hero game?
Three.
Three? Why three?
Guitar Hero 3, my favorite Guitar Hero. It's easily the best set list in any Guitar Hero game. And even the songs that people like don't enjoy, I enjoy more just because I played it so much. And I like this game introduced me to most rock bands. So when I think of them, I think of the song from Guitar Hero 3. I think it's the best story mode, getting the guitar battle against like Slash and Tom Morello is just awesome. And then you literally fight the devil at the end in a guitar battle, and you play Devil Went Down to Georgia, and it's hard as fuck. But yeah, I would say Guitar Hero 3. It's
Okay.
unfortunate that they didn't put drums in Guitar Hero 3. Obviously, when Rock Band came out, they changed the game on Guitar Hero type games. So, yeah, Guitar Hero 3.
All right. Who is your favorite fantasy player that you like?
Like I've ever had.
Yes.
It'd definitely be between Tyreke and Jettas from last year. I had the eighth pick both years, and they were like the third wide receiver on the board every year, or like
Yeah.
both years. And then they ended up being the wide receiver one at the end. So it was just like, that's awesome.
No. And that then like Dak this year was like
Dak was pretty crazy just because it was like one of those, like, I waited so long to get a quarterback, and I was like, damn, that sucks. And then
Yeah.
he was like really good. Remember week one, he only scored like 8 points because they just destroyed the Giants, so he didn't really
Yeah.
do anything. It was like, damn, so this is gonna be a long season if this happens. So, and then he wasn't clutch for me ever, so
Yeah.
same with Tyreek though.
What was your dream job as a kid?
I think my dream job as a kid was to be a paleontologist, I think.
Big dinosaur
Big
fan.
dinosaur guy, I guess.
Now, this one's a classic question, but if you had to choose one superpower, what would it be? And you can't be like, oh, I want like all of the ancient ones' powers. It's gotta be like one, like, oh, I mean, like Spider-Man's counts as one, like Hulk counts as one, Ant-Man count, even though it's a suit.
Yeah.
You can like grow and shrink.
I probably just want to do Captain America's super serum
Yeah.
thing. Grow like 6 inches, become jacked, not really like feel pain very often, just be good at everything.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, I'd pick that.
Super serum. What is your favorite controller? Now this could be Xbox 360, PS4, PS5, Guitar Hero, Wii.
I mean, I feel like Guitar Hero is kind of hard to put in the same like list as this, just because it's like a literal goddamn guitar. Best feel 360. It's just classic, and it's not really like hard to like use. I think the most inventive was probably the Wii controller when it first came out, just because it had motion
Motion
control,
controls went crazy.
and it was just like you could put in one hand. And you could use a nunchuck too, or you can use a steering wheel, or you could buy those like jank ass like golf club
Yeah,
attachment
the
and
bowling ball.
yep, all that stuff. So, yeah.
If you could have any Lego set made from a scene in like any Star Wars, Marvel, any
I'll give you a
movies.
Star Wars and Marvel answer.
Okay.
Star Wars would be the Colosseum. Colosseum. Colosseum.
Calcium.
Calosseum. The big ass fight in episode 2 with all the Jedi and stuff.
With
That'd be
Django
sick.
and Windu,
And like you can have like the Colosseum and then all the minifigures in the middle fighting each other. That'd be sick. And for Marvel, I mean, if you want minifigures, Endgame battle, like all the minifigures and just like some random shit you can throw in there. Or like the new Avengers compound would be kind of cool. It isn't really in the movies much, but just for another building for my city. Yeah.
All right. If you could make any Marvel legend out of a character that they have not made, who would it be?
Boy. I could say so many different things here, but the one that's been on my mind, obviously, because we're rewatching Marvel, is Whiplash. A deluxe Whiplash would go so hard. The Mickey Rourke body with his all his tattoos and stuff. Give him a head scan with one of the toothpicks in his mouth,
Bird.
or like a two pack, one like without the armor and one with armor, and just big ass Whiplash. With electricity.
Yeah, imagine if they could like light up.
That'd be so cool.
Like the one Iron Man, he just kind
Oh yeah. That it's like
of
cool but such a goofy button to have on a figure. I'm trying to think of another one just because that one was like on my mind already.
Oh, and I know it's more than one, but I know another one that you want
What?
is the Warriors 3.
Oh yeah, Warriors 3 would be pretty cool. I have a list of this shit somewhere. Cause I wrote down like all the villains that I need, whether they were made or not.
There's no human Zola either.
That'd be goofy.
It would be.
I mean, we have abominations, but an MCU abomination would be cool too. Rectangular, a very well-renowned like Marvel Legends news outlet, said the next BAFF for MCU is a Red Hulk for the Captain America movie, so
That
I'm pretty
makes
hyped
sense.
about that.
All right. Well, I'll leave that there. Many answers.
Yeah, I mean, you can ask me in like 3 weeks and probably be different just because we watched a different movie at that point, so.
If you had to go to lunch with one wrestler, who would it be?
CM Punk.
I kind of thought that'd be your answer,
I mean,
but
that's like the easy answer. Or Undertaker. I think that would be like the the two coolest ones to have lunch with.
Yeah.
So.
You could be any animal. What animal would you be?
Don't know if I should tell you. Be like a stuffed animal in your room of that animal the
What?
next day. Animal. I mean, am I in a zoo or am I
No.
in like the
No, you're in
wildlife?
the wild.
Guess then I wouldn't want to be anything that's like could be eaten. Because that would just
Yeah.
fucking suck.
Yeah, I'll be a fly.
I'll be an anteater. Those guys are kind of funny.
Ooh. I just cut that question out. That's, yeah, never
19
mind.
questions.
Yeah. If you could be, I think I know the answer to this. If you could be goated at any instrument, be perfect at it.
Drums,
Yeah.
easily.
Yeah, I knew that.
Drums, I mean, piano's like up there too, so just be cool. Guitar.
You're already goated at piano, what do you
Yeah.
mean?
Anyone that's seen me play just knows that already.
Yeah. The
Yeah, I
bongos.
mean, guitar would be pretty sick too. Just be able to like rip off a riff from any song I want. But drums would be the answer because I just feel like drums is so hard.
All right. If you could own any pet and it be legal, what pet would you own? You could own like a, like, I don't know, a toucan. Like, those are
That would be
endangered.
your answer.
No, it
Yes, it
wouldn't.
would. You fucking love
No,
birds. Dude's obsessed with birds.
No, I'm not.
Go to Animart and he's always just staring at those shits.
Yeah. No, I'd want an owl, but this is not for me. This is a you question. I mean, like, raccoons already legal. You know what's not?
But
Hippo.
yeah, fucking hippo would probably like break my
Yeah.
bed. Be late in it, he'd probably break my bed. I mean, if I could pick any pet, I would just be like a fuckload of dogs, but like one that I like can't have.
Yeah, like an exotic animal.
Trying to think of something that like wouldn't be like dangerous to just have in the house.
I mean, people do own like leopards and like panthers.
Probably a giraffe.
Yeah,
He just
the
constantly has to sit,
hippo.
he has to sit in the skylight room constantly. Can't
Yeah.
move anywhere else in the house. I
Giraffe, all right.
don't think giraffes get very violent unless they're like hungry. I don't
Didn't put much thought into
Yeah.
it. Just wanted to wrap. Okay. Now, this one just came off the top of my dome.
Oh
It
boy.
might be like weird to
Don't ask me about
explain.
a LAN party
No.
or a VR game that I want.
Well, it's kind of like that. Would you rather have Pokemon be real, but that's including like Hypno that like kidnaps children, like awful like Pokédex
Okay.
entries?
You can't put that in there. Because now I
Yeah.
look like a shitty person if I pick
Yeah.
it.
No, that's an example of like the worst thing that could happen with Pokemon. I mean, obviously there can be Pokemon that would stop it from happening too.
Yeah.
Or have like Ready Player One be real. So be able to put on a suit and like go into games, but also have like things that can go wrong where you, if you die in the game, you die in real life. But also you can go into any game and play them.
Probably Pokemon. Just be sick. I mean, obviously the adventures would be hard, but like I feel like real world plus Pokemon, it wouldn't be nearly as much like you're making your food with berries and
Yeah.
random shit you find on the ground constantly, so.
Yeah. Now, this one you can choose. Your favorite slash first Boy Scouts memory that comes to mind. So if there's like a go-to, or if there's the first thing you think of, you're like, oh man, that was awesome.
Were you there when we went to Illinois? Yeah, I think
I
so.
think so.
That was probably the best trip we took. There wasn't many that were good, in my opinion,
Yeah.
but I remember we had to march in a parade,
Yep.
and it was
Was
like
that the one that rained?
fucking hurricane tornado weather,
Yeah.
and we still walked through
Yeah,
it.
and they were like, all right, we're just not gonna have the flags because if you hold up a flagpole while it's like thunderstorming, it's like, uh-oh.
It was like the like fear of like, damn, this is terrifying. So we're like, there could be a tornado, and then there's like the 10-year, 9-year-old us being like, we're fucking walking through the trenches right
Yeah,
now,
the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And
like,
it's like we're just walking.
yeah,
It was like, it's kind of awful.
yeah. And then Abraham Lincoln's a pretty sick president, so
Yeah.
learning about him was like pretty chill. But
I have a hat from that camp out.
you're such a big hat guy.
I know, I wear hats all the time.
Probably the longest you've ever worn that hat.
Yeah, besides that one Badger game.
That's true.
What was your favorite DS game? I mean, yeah, I think I know the answer to this.
It's definitely HeartGold.
Yeah.
And Mario Kart DS is pretty goated too. You go with Black, Pokemon Black. Feel like there's more games I played.
Mario Kart DS.
Yeah, those. If I can't remember it, then probably
Yeah.
wasn't worth talking about in the first place, so.
What is your go-to Fortnite skin? You're like loading up.
It's pretty tough because, like, since now I have so many, I like try and like pick a different one every game
Yeah.
just because like you're spending money on the game. I mean, John Wick's pretty sick now that we have him,
Yep.
because but for a while it was Michael Myers too, just because like that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, it's pretty tough picking just one. I can't even think of all the skins I have off the top of my head anymore. I'm
Okay.
just loaded in V-Bucks.
Alrighty. If you had to pick a car from a video game or movie to own in real life, this includes Mario Karts. This includes, like, the DeLorean from Back to the Future, any Batmobile, just to own for free. Gas would be free, insurance would be free.
I mean, like, if you're smart, you just picked a DeLorean, probably.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick something else just because. Yeah. I initially was gonna say John Wick's car, but that shit got destroyed. John Wick 2.
Lightning McQueen.
I don't want to be inside of him. I don't know how that works in the
Yeah,
car world.
no, I Tow
You.
Mater. I don't want to be in McQueen, but Tow Mater.
Yeah, no. Probably get some like sort of cancer like riding in the back of his truck. If I knew how to drive a motorcycle, the Mach bike from the Wii. Otherwise, any car. I mean, Red Skull's car is pretty cool.
It
That shit
is.
goes fast as
Yeah,
fuck.
it does.
So, yeah, I guess I'd go with that.
Red Skull's, I don't know. I have no clue what it is.
Don't know. Hot rod looking thing.
Yeah. If you had to get free food from any food place for life, now this could be a chain, this could be an independent restaurant.
Trying to think of like the most versatile like menu.
That, and it could be gourmet food. Like, if, for example, you're like, oh, Taco Bell, because we go there all the time, but it's also like, it's not that expensive. So it's like,
Yeah. And you said we get it for free?
yep.
Yeah, so I just wouldn't pick like a chain just 'cause like whatever. Probably like Texas Roadhouse. There's like a lot of shit you can get there. And like it's not that expensive, but like at least you can have like a ton of protein. So, yeah.
What is your favorite sports game? Now, this is including Super Sluggers, Wii Sports, but also Madden.
I mean, it's probably NCAA 14.
Okay.
I like that's the boring answer. It's just like true.
You play it all the time.
Resorts up there too, and normal Wii Sports. Don't really think any Madden really deserves to be up there or 2K. I mean, like maybe when like me and Josh were playing in like middle school is like goated, but I don't think any of those games really hold up anymore.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And Mario Kart, just because that's a racing game and racing is a sport. So.
I mean, yeah, sure.
Loophole, baby.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Smosh member? Now, this can be people that are retired from the show.
Damn.
This includes like Smosh games and
Yeah, I
just
mean, it
anyone that.
wouldn't be any of the new people. That was probably mean.
Anyone
Shane's
that's.
kind of cool. Honestly, just because he got bullied so fucking much, Jovan was just like, God damn, dude. You gotta feel bad for him, man.
Yeah.
He, like, there was like a good time period where it was just like, holy fuck, Jovan. Like, just stop talking for once. Buddy got punished every single game bang. I mean, yeah, Ian and Anthony are up there too, but. Yeah, and the OG Smosh games. Those are like, that's my Smosh. So, yeah.
All right, and question number 20. Everyone's free. What is your ideal boys' night out? We go to a place, we munchin', are we playing video games? Are we watching football?
Anyone can come.
Anyone can come. You don't have to like call out specific people.
No, I
Just
won't. I mean, I think the coolest thing would be like a Packer playoff game. That'd be pretty sick. Or just like a huge game night where everyone can come. Just 'cause it's hard to get a lot of people
yeah.
in the same place
When we're
on a
all old.
specific date. Yeah. Yeah, Packer game. Just 'cause not many people go to the Packer games.
Yeah, and they're expensive.
Yeah,
So.
so. And if it's free, then who cares?
Yeah. Well, I'm out of questions.
Did you learn stuff about me?
Yeah.
Hope you guys still like me after all that. I know I'm just the worst person you've ever met now. There you go. That was episode 3. Let us know how you liked it. Let us know if you'd watch our what if episodes that we made.
Let us know if you learned anything about Bryce.
Yeah, I guess.
I hope you did.
Yeah, everyone knew all that shit. You just didn't
Yeah.
know it.
Just a bad friend.
I guess. Stay tuned for an episode about Caleb, even though I know no one cares about him.
No, go ahead. You can finish this out.
Yeah, it's my podcast now. Thank you guys for watching. Stay tuned for my solo episode next episode where I talk to myself. Or shit ass. Shit ass is pretty cool. Okay, fine. We care about what Caleb wants to talk about. Oh no.